Well, you know, at first blush, it's encouraging. The polling in this primary has indicated a great degree of voter antipathy, as if folks weren't very interested in the races. You know, the Washington Post poll found that over 50% of respondents basically said they had no intention of voting in the primary. And yet we're seeing at this point an indication that early voting is going to be up 25 to 30% over where it was just 2 years ago. So maybe folks tuned in a little bit late and have decided to turn out and to vote. And let's hope so. The other possibility, of course, is that as people become more aware of early voting, we may wind up seeing turnout right around where we expect it to be, which is somewhere around 20%. It's just a larger share of those folks will turn out early because they're now more aware of the fact that it's an option. So it could be one of the two. We could simply be cannibalizing folks who were just going to vote anyway, but it could also be an indication that there's more interest than we initially thought.
I suppose we don't have any scientific research as to who is voting early, but I can tell you from my own experience, you talk to people, I've talked to people who have been voting early. Some have said they're election judges or they're poll volunteers and they're going to be working election day. Others said they're going to be on vacation. One man said he's going to be working the Tiger Woods golf tournament next week as a volunteer down at Congressional. So I guess the reasons for early voting are widespread.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, we know in general that in primaries, the folks who turn out and vote tend to be the most engaged, the most politically active. And then oftentimes you find that among those who vote early, it's just a subset of those activists who are even more engaged and they're incredibly eager to vote. And they want to make sure that their vote is cast and cast right away. And then, of course, you've got the other folks. Voting matters so much to them that they know if they're going to be available on election day. And if they aren't, they're going to turn out and they're going to vote early.
Who benefits from this in terms of the candidates in the governor's race? Does this favor one candidate over another?
I think there's really no way to say that one candidate benefits more than another from early voting. You know, there are arguments to be made on both sides with regard to political machines. You know, one argument is if you've got a very effective get-out-vote machine, you now have essentially 8 days before Election Day and then Election Day to really turn out the vote. But then the counter-argument is if you don't have a strong get-out-the-vote machine, people have a greater opportunity to get out and vote on their own, no machine necessary. So I don't know that there's necessarily a beneficiary, so to speak, to early voting.
But just the candidate that's probably better organized gets more of his or her people to the polls, whether it be early voting or on primary day.
That's likely the case, although I think in the days when there was one set day to vote and it's the only time you could get to the polls, machines for turning out the vote probably mattered more then than they do in a circumstance where people have multiple opportunities to get out on their own and to vote.
I hear this more from Republicans rather than Democrats who'll say that early voting really isn't worth the cost. If you, you know, you have to commit to vote on election day or you can always vote absentee. What do you say to that?
Well, if you just want to make it about dollars and cents, the empirical studies that have been done, I mean, I'm a political scientist, so I'll always go back to the data. The analyses that have been done of states with early voting have not shown that they lead to an increase in turnout. In effect, early voting simply grants an opportunity to people who would have voted anyway to vote sooner. And if that's the case, if it's not increasing turnout, it's a little bit more convenient. People won't stand in line for as long. But on the flip side, a lot of the cost for early voting is borne by counties and local governments. And if you're not boosting turnout, then all you're really doing is making voting a little bit more convenient for people who would have voted anyway at pretty tremendous expense to local government.
What do we make of the numbers that show nearly three quarters of those who have voted early are Democrats, only about a quarter of them are Republicans? Should we read too much into that?
You know, it certainly suggests that there is far more interest and enthusiasm on the Democratic side than on the Republican side. And I think Republicans should be a little bit concerned about that. You would expect, you know, they've got a competitive race just like Democrats. You would have expected that Republicans might have been turning out in a pretty solid number, perhaps in a ratio that truly reflects the split between Democrats and Republicans in this state, if you exclude independents. But instead, it shows Democrats are turning out disproportionate to their voting registration, and Republicans are turning out below where their voter registration would have them.
So if I'm a Republican candidate, I should be concerned about that.
If you're a Republican candidate, yeah, I'd say be a little bit concerned that there doesn't seem to be as much enthusiasm among your voters as there is among the Democratic electorate.
Okay.